would have to say it was positive. We were sort of slightly concerned at the beginning because we thought that the new minister's focus has primarily been around COVID. But we were very pleasantly surprised that the minister is very, very tuned in to other health issues. We found him very easy to talk to. We found that he was very aware of the questions that we had sent in advance. And also, you know, because we talked about things like the very long waiting list as a result of COVID and all that. And, you know, the minister had referred a few times to the, their approach now being like, it's like turning the health system inside out, you know, looking differently at how we develop or deliver health care. Now, we also talked, I suppose, about the waiting list. And again, there's lots of money being put into addressing those things. The other very important one that we talked about was the amylosis, which is primarily a disease that, I suppose, is affecting Donegal. Although the minister was clear that, and he was very tuned into that as well, but he said that there was also a couple other wee pockets or whatever. Now, we talked about the approval for, I can't pronounce the word right, patisiran for the amylosis patients, and the minister stated that he's very, very supportive of this. He said that he's aware that it was particularly a disease to do with Donegal, and he explained that $50 million had been allocated for new drugs. We did ask what the decision on the May meeting was, but we didn't get a reply. But he said that as they were awaiting approval and funding, you know, that he's sitting tightly on it anyway. And I suppose for us in DACC, we'll be sitting even more tightly on it. We found the minister easy to talk to as well. I suppose good news as well, because there's so much around the breast or waiting list. We talked about the screening service because we were aware as well that I think there's an additional $10 million. We talked about breast check, and we were aware that breast checks from 50 years up. So we wanted to know when the 50-year-olds would be vaccinated. And we were asking, when they're vaccinated and the staff are vaccinated, can we return to a full service in Donegal, like 5 days a week? And the minister, we're delighted to say that the minister said that they're actually looking at providing a second breast check unit or unit into Donegal to address the waiting list that exists. And discussions are at an advanced stage regarding that. So we're very hopeful about that. And also the minister did inform us that in the 50 to 59-year-old group age bracket, that 74 have had received their first dose of COVID vaccine, which is good. You know, there is good news overall. And I suppose for us, we were talking again about the urology services, because we're aware that there's long waiting lists again at Letterkenny Hospital. And the minister was actually telling us about a project that started in Tallaght Hospital. And he was saying that, you know, all patients don't need to see a consultant, you know. So in Tallaght, the program that they have set up is where there's an advanced nurse practitioner, and their latent waiting lists were back for urology to 2016. And working, he says, regarding on cancer, he said, definitely patients would still have to see a consultant. But at the moment, he says, that's down to about 1 in 5 patients. But they have reduced their waiting list down now, that patients will be seen in approximately 3 weeks, you know, which is excellent. So he said that they're looking at how that can be rolled out, you know, to other hospitals to address waiting lists and, you know, get everybody seen to. We talked in detail about the Prostate Rapid Access Clinic, because for DACC, we've been working on that for a long, long time. Now, again, we have to say that there was a Mr. Ollett, I can't pronounce it, who's with the National Cancer Control Program, and he talked to us in great detail about, we were asking about the numbers that Letterkenny needed. We had discussed in great detail the journey that it was, and we were very proud to repeatedly show off our DACC map to the minister. And again, it's about the Galway-Dublin line, 8 prostate rapid access clinics before that. So they're talking about how we look at it. And one of the things that came up was about the men may still have to go to Galway or whatever for the prostate rapid access. But again, after that, do they need to be going to Galway, or, as Mr. Odelaide said, can they be seen at Letterkenny Hospital? So there's a lot of work. And one of the things as well, I have to say, And we appreciated that. He said that we would talk in more detail about it. And he said, instead of DACC having to travel to Dublin all the time, that when it's okay, that he would come up and talk to us in detail about it, and we'll discuss it in further detail. So there was a lot of good things happening, you know. So we're keeping, I suppose, our focus on it. And another important thing was, again, for men who were being referred from Letterkenny Hospital to Acadia for their MRIs, the men had to pay in excess of €200. And we found out over a year ago that when men went to Galway Hospital and they were referred to Alliance Medical in Galway, their MRIs were being paid by the HSE. We're absolutely delighted to say that in recent weeks that an agreement has been reached between Acadia and Letterkenny and the HSE, so men won't have to pay for their MRIs from now on when they're referred from Letterkenny. So there was a lot of good work, and I suppose important to say that Minister Donnelly as well said that they had sort of checked us out, and that everybody sung the praises of the work of DACC. They did say we might not always agree with them, but they felt that we worked very, very hard, we were very respectful, and that we were passionate about the work we do.